USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New information in the headlines this hour here on USA Radio News. Cheap flights coming in January and February if you're looking to take a trip. Once the new year 2020 arrives, FareCompare.com says some of the cheapest flights offered up in the first 2 months of the year. The CEO of Boeing fired as the company looks to get the 737 MAX jet off the ground. Boeing says the change necessary to restore confidence in the company. China says it will lower some tariffs in the new year, and the stock market reacts, hitting new highs. To Capitol Hill in the impeachment saga, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer holding a news conference calling on the White House to release documents and allow witnesses in the upcoming Senate impeachment trial. House Democrats also want former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
North Korea appears to be at it again as nuclear talks have stalled, the regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert. More now on Minority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer and his antics in the Senate. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the very latest.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for the release of more documents ahead of President Trump's impeachment trial. The New York Democrat is requesting documents from the White House, State Department, and Office of Management and Budget.
We don't know what these documents will say, just as we don't know what the witnesses will say. They may actually be exculpatory of President Trump, or they may be further condemning of President Trump, but they should come out. We should see these documents no matter what they say.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A historic landing to tell you about, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The core objective was to dock for the International Space Station, but the Starliner's internal clock caused it to obtain the wrong orbit. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine said, for the first time ever, the spacecraft achieved a historic landing on U.S. soil. All the others went in the ocean.
If you look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye.
The original plan called for the Starliner to dock with the ISS, deliver supplies, including Christmas presents, then power down for a few days before returning to Earth. Jim Chilton of Boeing.
I'd like to express Boeing's regrets to the ISS crew, to whom we did not bring the Christmas presents. Not cool.
A Saudi Arabian court sentencing five people to death for the murder of a journalist. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Saudi Arabian public prosecutor making the announcement of the five death sentences and three other prison sentences in connection with the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Turkey last year. The two most senior government officials implicated in the case were cleared of wrongdoing because of insufficient evidence. Khashoggi, a U.S. citizen and a Washington Post columnist, was critical of Saudi Arabia and the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's policies. He was allegedly killed and then dismembered in October of 2018 in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul by men with close ties to the highest levels of the Saudi government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.